Welcome to the December 11th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I'm Becky Connors.
I'm Tim Connors. Now, let's see what's going on.
We've made some snowy news recently. According to measurements at the Rockford Airport, this is the quickest start to the snowfall season since reliable records began to be kept in 1905. We've already exceeded the amount of snow we received all last winter, with over 15 inches and counting. Looks like we won't have to worry about a white Christmas this year.
The Freeport City Council recently approved the city's strategic plan for 2026 through 2028 and the budget for fiscal year 2026. The city worked with a consultant to create a strategic vision that builds on previous plans and progress while providing the framework for 2026 to 2028. The main priority areas include focusing on the importance of a safe and inclusive community, neighborhoods and housing, quality communications and engagement, a reliable and strong infrastructure, and economic development. Major highlights of the 2026 budget includes $5.6 million for street projects, the improvement of city facilities such as a public works auxiliary building and central fire station, further progress on public water well number 12, and important additions like adding a second nuisance inspector to the staff.
The city of Freeport has passed a resolution to become sister cities with Lititz, Pennsylvania, to celebrate shared heritage and open new doors for cultural, educational, and tourism exchange. The initiative is rooted in a shared German-American legacy and appreciation of the pretzel. Freeport City Mayor Jody Miller says, "Freeport has embraced the image of Pretzel City USA for over a century. We are excited to work with Lititz, Pennsylvania, and would like to thank Freeport community advocate Tim Connors for helping to bring this great idea to fruition." Tim Connors discovered pretzel memorabilia that designated Lititz, Pennsylvania as home of the pretzel. He says, "I saw that tagline and had to know more because Freeport is the home of the pretzels. I cold called Mayor Snyder to learn more. Freeport and Lititz are the perfect fit for sister cities, with hardworking people surrounded by rich history and a rich tradition of pretzels. Lititz is home to the first commercial pretzel bakery in America, while Freeport is affectionately known as Pretzel City, USA. Both cities will encourage practical exchanges in business, arts, culture, and tourism, with cross-promotional events, heritage tours, and collaborative branding efforts that highlight the unique appeal of each destination." Good job, Tim.
Thanks, Becky. Winter has certainly arrived, and fresh air and outdoor fun await you on the groomed trails at Oakdale Nature Preserve Park. In addition to hiking, the trails at Oakdale are maintained for snowshoeing, cross-country skiing, and fat tire biking. No gear? No problem. Gear rentals are available at very reasonable prices at the Administration Center in Reed Park, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For more information, visit the Park District website at freeportparkdistrict.org. Santa is also coming to Crate Park tomorrow night. Ho, ho, ho! Friday, December 12th from 5 to 7 p.m. He'll be welcoming children at the building close to the boat dock to celebrate the holidays with a free event, including hot chocolate, a holiday craft, photos with him, and lots of Christmas spirit. The Park District has also unveiled a new website that puts everyone just one click away from all the recreation and fun the Park District has to offer. From registering for programs to finding your nearest park, everything you need is at your fingertips as you discover activities, events, and resources for you and your family. You can also sign up to receive timely updates on park happenings. We're sure everyone will enjoy learning more about our wonderful park district and all the enjoyment it brings to the Freeport area.
Hanukkah, also known as the Festival of Lights, begins this Sunday evening, December 14th, and goes through the following Monday, December 22nd. We wanted to learn a little more about this important holiday. So Tim had a chat with Dr. Stephen Geller of Ohev Shalom at Temple Beth El in Rockford.
I am here with Dr. Stephen Geller, and we are going to discuss Hanukkah a bit for all of us that would like to know a little more information.
Hello, Dr. Geller.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
So, Dr. Geller, tell us just a little bit the background of Hanukkah.
Sure. Hanukkah can be very easily understood as the fight for freedom, for specifically religious freedom. It's something like a 4th of July. But unlike Israel Independence Day, this was a fight against the Syrian Greeks who were trying to suppress the Hebrews' religion. And when enough was enough and they revolted, they won a series of battles, and the Syrians retreated and did not come back, and that saved the Jewish religion from extinction. But it was on the verge of being lost completely. The Syrians were trying to suppress Hebrew culture, and specifically the temple worship and the sacrificial rites. And so if that had continued, then it's very likely that Judaism would have disappeared.
How many days of celebration is Hanukkah?
It's an 8-day celebration. That was set by the Hasmonean kings. The Hasmoneans were the offshoot of the leaders of the rebellion, the so-called Maccabees. And they fixed the holiday at 8 days as a tribute, if you will, to Passover and Sukkot, which are both 8-day festivals. Now, there's a very curious little story which we tell the kids, and that is that when the Maccabees went into the temple and cleaned it, they could find only one cruse of oil that was still usable, that was pure. And so they lit the menorah, the temple menorah, which is a 7-branched instrument. And that, by the way, the menorah, the 7-branched instrument, is one of the symbols of Judaism. And it was supposed to last about a day, but it kept the candles kept burning, or the oil kept burning, and lasted for a full 8 days when they could get more oil. So this was considered the miracle of Hanukkah, that oil for one day lasted 8 days. That's a fable. That's what we tell our kids. The truth of the matter is that the real miracle of Hanukkah is that the Hebrews beat the Syrian Greeks, that the few defeated the many, the weak beat the strong, the well-organized armies with their equipment and their arms were beaten by a bunch of amateurs, much like the Continentals beat the British in the War of Independence for the United States.
So,
and that was the miracle.
Okay. So, Dr. Geller, when it comes to celebrating Hanukkah, what are celebrations like?
Well, the usual customs are for families to get together or friends visit each other, and you've got 8 nights to do it. And every night they light a candle, one more candle. So on the first night we have a guardian candle, so to speak, and that candle lights one candle. And then on the second night, that candle lights two candles. And on the third night, it lights three candles, and so on. And so on the 8th night of Hanukkah, you have the whole, it's the Hanukkah menorah, or Hanukkiah, is all 8 candles. People get together and have parties, dinner. There's a child's game. It's played with a 4-sided top called a dreidel. And various foods are celebrated.
So
it's party time. Yeah, the interesting thing is that Hanukkah appears in the calendar right about the time of Christmas. They overlap frequently. And They're both called Festival of Lights. I believe Christians call their Christmas season Festival of Lights. And the Festival of Lights is what we call Hanukkah. And of course, there's always the competition between Jewish kids and Christian kids as to who gets more presents, because the Jewish kids can say, hey, we get presents every day for 8 days. And in some families, they do. Whereas the Christians get only presents under the tree on one day. But that kind of competition, it's a friendly thing. It's not real. And the two holidays have nothing to do with each other, really.
So sometimes, Doctor, we think of it as Christmas, as you said, but hasn't Hanukkah come near Thanksgiving at some point?
That's a very curious thing. Thanksgiving is on the fourth Thursday of the month of November, and that means it can appear on November as early as November 22nd or as late as November 28th. And the same way that Thanksgiving slides around on the calendar, the Hebrew calendar also slides around against the secular calendar or the Gregorian calendar. And in 2013, Hanukkah came so early in the year that it actually occurred on Thanksgiving, giving rise to a new term, Thanksgivica, which is kind of a joke, but yeah. And that's not going to happen again until 2070.
Wow. Thank you.
They coincide very, very brief, very loosely.
Super. Thank you so much for this information. You've taught me so much, and our listeners also. Thank you, Dr. Stephen Geller. And we're back to Freepod.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Dr. Geller and Tim.
The United Way has announced that the Community Foundation of Northern Illinois is once again the Stevenson County champion sponsor for Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program. Since United Way of Northwest Illinois became the affiliate for our Stevenson County Imagination Library in 2016, the foundation and their donor funds, like the Ralph A. and Mildred Johnson Fund, have contributed over $159,000 to the program. This has allowed the United Way to send over 162,500 books to children in Stevenson County. Thank you, Community Foundation of Northern Illinois, for sharing our passion for literacy and early childhood development.
Do you want to get a fresh start in the new year? The FHN Get Fit program is here to help. Sign up starts next Monday, December 15th. The program kicks off with free health screenings in mid-January and runs through April. It's all free and offers a fun way to start building some healthy habits. Learn more and register at fhn.org or click on the link in the print version of this episode.
The Christmas spirit will come alive beginning next Monday, December 15th at the Salvation Army in Freeport with the Angel Walk Toy Program. For 3 days, parents who previously have registered with the agency will be able to receive toys for their kids. All of the toys have been donated, and they are free to parents who otherwise may not be able to give any to their families at Christmas. Parents are limited to 3 toys per child, and last year more than 700 toys were given away. Toys for the Angel Walk can still be dropped off at the Salvation Army at 106 West Exchange Street in Freeport.
The final class in the Tech Tips for Seniors program at the Senior Resource Center in Freeport will be held next Wednesday, December 17th, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. at the center, and will teach attendees how to manage their digital photos and how to understand cloud storage opportunities. The session is free, but space is limited, and advanced registration is required. To register, call 815-235-9777. And please bring your own devices.
As we look at the week ahead, hey, the therapy dogs will be at the Freeport Public Library this Saturday. Woof! December 13th from 11 o'clock a.m. for Pause to Read to listen to children read to them. And they're hoping to hear a lot of holiday stories. Later in the day, In addition to coming to Crate Park tomorrow night, as we mentioned earlier, oh my gosh, Santa Claus will be visiting the library from 2 o'clock to 2:30 to read Christmas stories to children and listen to Christmas wish lists.
Children can still post their letters to Santa at mailboxes at the Freeport Public Library Children's Desk or the lobbies of FHN locations in Freeport. A template for the letters to make it easy for young writers can be downloaded from the FHN website at fhn.org. Just search on Letter to Santa. A direct link is also provided in the print version of this podcast. Letters must be received by Sunday, December 14th.
If you've been appreciating the beautiful holiday decorations in downtown Freeport, remember that you can support the effort to purchase and maintain them for all of us to enjoy every year and have a great time, too, by attending the fundraiser Christmas Wizards Trans-Siberian Tribute Concert this Saturday, December 13th at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Masonic Temple. Tickets are still available for the event, which is presented by the Greater Freeport Partnership and range from $25 to $50. Get yours online through three sources at links in the print version of this episode of FreePod.
Have you seen the great nighttime sky watching opportunities recently, including the northern lights that are usually only visible much further north? Well, keep watching in December for meteor showers and stunning star views. We found a fun YouTube video from NASA and have included a link in the print version of this newsletter. Or you can just head to YouTube and search on NASA Sky Watching Tips for December 2025.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org. We have links to both in the print version of FreePod episodes.
You can enjoy in-depth interviews every week on FreePod. This week's interview features FreePod host Alan Wenzel with local history author Ed Finch and Sharon Welton, director of the Stevenson County Historical Society Museum, about Charles Guiteau, who was born in Freeport in 1841 and is best known for shooting President James Garfield in 1881. His story unfolds in the new limited series, Death by Lightning, currently streaming on Netflix.
Next Tuesday, I'm going to visit with John Garvins and Kate Ann of Freeport Martial Arts. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 16th, and we'll talk about all the great things that they're going to be doing these next few weeks down at the Martial Arts Building. Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, December 16th, and be available to listen to then or at any time after that. Just head to our website or your favorite podcast platform to select the programs of your choice.
We need your help. When you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please like or follow us, and please click like on Facebook.
Remember that FreePod is now on YouTube. The program is currently audio only, but having it on YouTube gives you another super easy way to listen. You can find both English and Spanish versions. Just head to youtube.com and search for FreePod, or click the link in the print version at www.youtube.com/@freepod6102/podcasts. Please tell all your friends and family members about our YouTube channel too. Everything you do can help get local news out to our community.
FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ, in DeKalb at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. Hey, be careful on that ice. Keep doing those advent calendars. And my goodness, Santa's in town basically all weekend. Go find him. Thank you for listening, everybody.